joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Mark Waller. And just a quick tickler, we were going to talk to Andy Vick because it's Arts and Culture Day here on KRDO's Afternoon News with Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. We will come back to Andy on Monday morning from 9 until 10 right here on The Extra. I will be hosting that day for Shannon. Right now, let's hop right back on over to Mr. Waller because he's got a full plate and we've got a full agenda. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Ted. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you can join me. I know we've got a couple of extra visits scheduled just to kind of keep up with things and how quickly they are moving, changing, and evolving on the county side of things. I know I've seen you out there in front of the cameras and behind the mics an awful lot, Mark.
Yeah, it's been obviously a whirlwind the last 10 or 12 days or so. It seems like there's been a lot going on. You know, for us in the county, you know, the trick has been figuring out how to make sure that we can achieve all of those social distancing criteria that are set forth by the federal and state government, while at the same time providing the necessary services to the citizens of El Paso County. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that the county is actually the pass-through for any programs that come from the state and federal government. And so we have a lot of mandates to be able to provide services to our citizens. And so we've spent the last several days trying to figure out how we can get people out of as many of our county buildings as possible, while at the same time providing those same services that folks need. In particular, providing Department of Human Services that are required by the state and federal government. So if I could, I would really encourage citizens, if you're looking for county services, whether it be DMV related or human services related or anything else, before you go down to one of our public buildings, please go to elpasoco.com. That's elpasoco.com, and look to see if you can accomplish that service online. Almost all of our services can be accomplished online, and so we're really encouraging citizens to do that at elpasoco.com. But if it can't be accomplished online, then in very limited circumstances, we are allowing citizens into our public buildings in order to be able to get the stuff done that they need to. But the message we really want folks to take away is the county is still open for business, and we're doing our darndest to get people the services they need while at the same time protecting the public safety and also protecting the safety of our 2,850 employees.
And you know, Mark, some of the finest examples of flexibility in government are coming out right now. You know, we've got to give some props to our county assessor, Steve Schleicher. He's moving deadlines back. He's waiving some fees and waiving some fines and things like that. Because, you know, right now there's a big burden on businesses, for example, to get that personal property assessment over there. And he's moved that deadline way back into April so that businesses have time to get that work done. The senior exemption, property tax exemption filings were due. He's moved that deadline back, so seniors who are eligible are not going to miss that opportunity if he can help them avoid it. That's the kind of stuff that I think really helps at times like this.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. I'll tell you, I had a conversation earlier today with all of the countywide elected officials, and I told them I've never been more proud than I am now to be part of this El Paso County family because of the way these people are standing up and being tremendous and true professionals to make sure that we can do everything we can to make the lives of the citizens of El Paso County better in this time of need. Certainly, our assessor is doing phenomenal work. Our treasurer is pushing back a lot of deadlines as well. Clerk and Recorder is going above and beyond to create new ways to be able to provide services that would have otherwise been required to be done in face, to be able to create ways to do those services online so we can minimize exposure. It's just been a tremendous effort by everybody, you know, our sheriff, DA, everybody, all the other commissioners, and I'm so proud of the staff that we have that's working hard to make sure that we do remain open for business, and we are providing the services to our most vulnerable citizens while at the same time protecting folks. Super proud to be a part of this team.
And Chair of the Board of El Paso County Commissioners, Mr. Mark Waller, we appreciate everything you're doing and service and support to the citizens here in El Paso County. You and I are scheduled for another visit this coming Thursday, I believe, at 5:35, when we get to update again on any new developments and everything that's going on your end of the world.
Look forward to it, Ted. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.